Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me right now is the one, the only, the Zach Meir, the technical analyst, the guy on the charts, the guy who does it all. You right, Zach?
Yeah, I'm bright and breezy today again. 2 days in a row.
Wow, that can't last that long, surely.
Yes.
Oh, we look forward to day three where you have a slump. Three stocks moving on news in 3 minutes. Well, it was moving. African Potash, they announced they've signed a new fertilizer supply agreement with Rockwell. But it started up. It's now flat, I think. AFPO, what do you think of the chart there, Zach?
As you know, the 50-day moving average is the line I really care about when a stock or a market's in a downtrend or has had a breakdown. Here we failed at the 50-day line at almost exactly today's high, 0.52. I want an end-of-day close above that. I mean, the gap down through the 50-day moving average in April was the opposite of the big buy signal I like, the rocket launcher. So that's like the death. It's a bit of a death trap there. So really, it needs to break the 50-day line.
Okay. Next bit of news there is Fairfax, FFX, had the guys on the week, nice guys. They announced a new partnership there with Monarch Airlines, FFX. What do you reckon?
Yes, these are the people who got sponsored by Formula One or something, wasn't it? They did sort of a marketing deal.
Yeah, they're very busy at the moment. And Leicester, I think it was Leicester, City recently, a couple of companies are doing a lot of good news. They're getting a lot of news out there. So, wow.
Right, well, it's holding the 200-day moving average around current levels, like 28p. We've managed to sort of ride out the post Brexit period relatively well, but I'd like to see the shares again above the 50-day moving average. That's the 31 pence. I think the next time they do that, they should break higher because we've got much higher support here, above 25 pence, rather than the initial lows at the beginning of the year, just below 20. So it just needs to have a little bit of a signal of going up for a new leg higher.
I see. And the last one, Metal Tiger, MTR, further high-grade copper intersections, I should say, as a result of the diamond drilling with their joint partner MOD Resources in Botswana. What's happening with MTR, Zach?
Well, I like there's a nice sort of hammer candle so far this morning, which obviously is not much, it's only about half an hour to go on, but basically, it's still all about three pence on this chart. 3 pence was the resistance in March before the big spike, and 3 pence has now become the support. Probably still want to see a break again of the 50-day moving average, 3.46, on an end-of-day close to get confident again that a new leg to the upside is on its way. We already had that false move towards 4p last month, which was a reasonable turn for people who'd bought near 3 pence. But I like these shares to go up and stay up. So hopefully the next time they go through the 50-day line, they'll stay up.
Marvellous. By the way, FFX, it was Leicester City. They'd signed a deal with those guys to be the official sort of exclusive FX provider and official club partner.
So that's wonderful.
Marvellous. Cheers, Zach. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.